Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 4th of February 2008. Today's topic is the ultimate kick. Last year, a couple of cool dudes on hot bikes took the long way down from the top of Scotland to the tip of Africa. What a trip! They rode powerful high-end motorcycles through 14 countries, working their way down dirt roads to remote villages with physical hardship and extreme terrain all the way. The whole journey was filmed for the BBC and is due out for National Geographic this summer. The long way down raised money for charities, including UNICEF and the Riders for Health, who crisscross Africa on motorbikes to provide health care. It was effective viral marketing for the brands that supplied the equipment, picking up on the yearning for physical kicks that many men associate with motorbiking. Even if more and more women are also thrilling to motorcycles, it's the stuff of dreams, little boys' dreams, as one of the long riders put it. Of course, motorcycling is not exactly a risk-free sport. The statistics are very clear. I've talked to a lot of people, particularly men, who have decided to give up high-risk sports. It's not about fear, it's about responsibility. If you have a job to do or children to raise, you can't just go off and have fun. If you endanger yourself, you put those who rely on you at risk too. So what happens is that you give up the thrill of going to the limit, of testing your body and spirit against the raw elements. Older and wiser, do you go out for more adventures of the mind? Maybe. But don't kid yourself. Better to go out with friends and complain about the whole responsibility thing. I guess there are some people who never give up that need for adrenaline and save it for when they're old and gray and the burden of responsibility has been passed on to others. You've surely heard about Steve Fawcett, the famous aviator, sportsman, and adventurer who flew his plane off into the Nevada desert last September, never to return. Maybe he just took the whole thing a step too far, going in for that ultimate kick. Well, if that's what it was, then I sure hope he found it. Thanks for listening. I hope you come back again next week for more on the Island Weekly.